Hello, this is Frank Bell. I'm back to talk about key parsecs. That's kilo, echo, echo, papa, alpha, sierra, sierra, x-ray. Key parsecs is a cross-platform password vault. It works on Linux and a number of other Unix platforms, as well as Mac and Windows, and is distinguished by having portable databases. It started as an attempt to implement the key pass, that's kilo, echo, echo, papa, alpha, sierra, sierra, key pass, password protocol for Linux, and was originally called KeyPass/L. KeyPass is a free, open source GPL password manager available for Windows, iPhones and iPads, and supported in certain Unix operating systems so long as you have Mono installed. There'll be a link to the KeyPass website in the show notes. However, without Mono, KeyPass will not work in Linux. KeyPass X has a native Linux application. After KeyPass L was operable, the program was ported to Mac and to Windows, at which time the name was changed from KeyPass/L to KeyPass X. KeyPass X is compatible with KeyPass format databases up through KeyPass version 1.x. KeyPass is currently in the version 2.x series of releases. Work is being done to update KeyPass X to be compatible with the newer KeyPass database format. I started using this when I did a bit of work for a company which had a great emphasis on password security. Seeing a password written down would cause great consternation to their IT department. So they recommended strongly using KeyPass X. They favored that because of the cross-platform nature. They had a mix of Linux and Windows computers in their infrastructure. If you got assigned to a new computer, you could simply port your KeyPass X database to the new computer and with the same password that you were using before be able to open the database. Accordingly, you could have many, many passwords. Some of the people at this company had up to 50 passwords, and the only password that you had to actually remember was the password for your KeyPass X database. I got interested in using this at home because I have a Windows computer that I use from time to time and several Linux computers that I use regularly. And remembering the passwords that I moved from one computer to another was quite the pain. I would expend lots of energy in trying to come up with passwords which would be obscure to another person, but easy for me to remember because I was using passphrases that had a meaning to me, but would have no meaning to anyone else. I like it because it's cross-platform, because I no longer need to remember the passwords or keep any kind of record of them in either files tucked away in secure corners of my computers or written records, which I do not hesitate to do when I'm at home, because if I've got the bad guy in my office reading my password list, I have security problems that greatly transcend internet password security problems. You can get this in sources from the KeyPass X website, and a number of Linux distributions have it in their repos. I checked, and it is in the repos for Debian, Fedora, and Salix OS. There's also a Slack build for it, and I'll have a link to the Slack build in the show notes. And at the KeePassX website, you can download Windows and Mac binaries. Installing it is fairly simple. Install it from the repos, or compile it from sources, or from Mac and Windows, run the installation binary. Once you install it and start the application, you're looking at an empty interface. When you click on File, New Database, you're prompted to enter and verify a password, which is referred to as a master key in the interface. You may also use a key file or a combination of a key file and a password to secure your database. Once you've created the database, the interface will people itself. On the left, there'll be a narrow panel that says groups with two default groups, internet and email. The groups themselves are empty and are there for use if you choose to use them later. I'll talk about them more a little later. And on the right, in a much larger window, there's a place for creating your entries. To add an entry, you can go on the menu to Entry, Add New, or you can right-click in the Empty Entries field and get a pop-up menu, and Add New will be one of the options there. Other options, when you click Entries or right-click in the Entry field, include Clone, Edit, Copy the URL, Open the URL in the default browser, Copy username, copy password. When you click to add a new entry, the add entry fields include group, title, username, URL, password. There is a quality indicator scale, a place for comments, and a place to set an expiry date. None of these fields are mandatory. I have created fields that have only a password in them. At a minimum, you would want a title and the password, because without the title, you're not going to know what the password is for. I generally have the title, the URL. If it's one that I don't use so frequently, I have it almost memorized, the username and the password. Once you have the entry set up, the way you would use it is to navigate to the logon box for the resource that you want to log into. You can do that either using the copy URL and pasting the URL into your browser, the open URL if you want to use your default browser, or simply navigating to the page the way you normally would. Let's say it's Linux questions, you would go to the LQ item in your KeePassX application, highlight the line for LQ, right-click and select copy username, paste that into the username box, repeat for copy password, and bing, bang, boom, you are in, as opposed to URL. One thing I've noticed is that the clipboard contents seem to expire after about 15 seconds. The contents for your password or your username are not held on the clipboard indefinitely. Even if you don't paste them into a web dialog, they will go away. Another feature that I quite like is the password generation feature. The way you would use this is to create a database entry, give it a title, in other words, and then in the entry next to the password line, select gen for generate. When the generator starts, there are three tabs, one for random passwords, one for pronounceable passwords, and really don't believe them when they say pronounceable, and one for special passwords. And in the last one, the special tab, you can prescribe what characters you want to use in the password. In each one of those three tabs, dialogs allow you to establish some criteria, such as whether or not to use special characters, the length of the passwords, and so on. Generally, I like to use this because it takes the pressure off of me for coming up with neat, difficult-to-crack passwords. In using the password generator, I have found one thing useful. It is possible with KeyPassX to copy the password from the KeyPassX entry and then paste it into a text editor. I will do this frequently, and I'll tell you why. I was setting up a password for some site a couple of weeks ago, and I went to password, generate the password in KeyPassX. I generated a really nice password. I tried to enter it, and I got a message back saying, a slash is not permitted. So I pasted the password into a text editor. I took out the slash, copied the revised password, missing the slash, and used that to create the password at this site. That was accepted. Then I took the content of my text editor, went back, and entered it into KeyPassX, overwriting the previous password entry. And then I tested it once more, logging out and then logging into the site before I closed the text editor, just in case I had managed to ball something up. So I would recommend taking advantage of that pasting feature. The ability to paste into a text editor is also useful if you need to share your password. For example, at this company where I learned about KeyPassX, the company had a general password for logging into one of their vendor sites. All the employees of the company were to use this password if they were authorized to log into the vendor site. So, if someone new needed that password, you could give it to them simply by pasting it into a text file and that way showing them what the password they should use is. Because you can paste the passwords into a text file, if you are using KeyPassX in a public location, and by public I mean where other people can see your computer, I don't mean just something like an internet coffee shop. This would also be at a work location. If you leave your computer, you definitely want to lock the screen or close KeyPassX so someone can't sneak in behind you and get your passwords like that. A couple of other things I want to mention. Under File Database Settings, you can change the generation algorithm between TwoFish and AES. The default is AES. There'll be a link about that in the show notes. You can export your KeyPassX database in text or XML. I have not tested this, but it is an option on the menu. You can import databases in KeyPassX formats, PW Manager format, and I did look up PW Manager. There is a site on SourceForge. It seems to be a stalled open source password manager project. The last post on the site that I found on SourceForge is 6 years old. There will be a link in the show notes and in KWallet format. I do want to mention here, I have experimented with GNOME Keyring and KWallet, and I wasn't particularly entranced with either one of them. I am certain that both of them are quite secure, but there was not the convenience of the cross-platform portability that you get with KeyPassX. If I'm using Slackware with KDE on one computer and Debian with GNOME on the other, it's really a pain to try to coordinate the two different password vaults. So I never really became entranced with either GNOME Keyring or KWallet for reasons of my own personal computing habits. I also have never wanted to use a browser-based password vault. I use multiple browsers. I generally use Opera, but I also will use Firefox from time to time and sometimes other browsers depending on what I'm testing and what I'm trying to accomplish and what computer I'm sitting at. So again, there's the portability issue. And also, and it may be completely irrational, but storing my passwords in my browser, it just seemed to be one step too close to the internet for me to be comfortable. I think I would rather have them in a wall safe back there somewhere and not sitting in the umbrella stand at the front door. I did mention the groups earlier. There are two default groups that appear in the left-hand groups panel when you first create a KeePassX database. They are internet and email. If you change an entry, say you enter a new password, the old entry gets preserved in the backup group, which gets created at that time. Nothing gets put in a group unless you tell KeePassX to put it in a group. So generally, for most of my browsing, I do not use groups. I don't have that many passwords. But if I had a lot of passwords, or passwords that had special meanings and special uses, then I might use groups. I'm doing some work for maintaining a database for an organization I'm a member of. On one of my computers, I did take the passwords for their website and website-related logins and put them in a discrete group under the name of that organization so I could quickly find them. But for day-to-day computing, for the home computing user, the groups is probably a feature that won't really be necessary. You cannot open two databases in one instance of KeePassX, but you can run multiple instances of KeePassX. If I've got one KeePassX file open in KeePassX and I go to File, Open, if I open a different one, it will close the one I have. So if I need to have two KeePassX files, such as one for this organization I'm talking about, the one that I gave to their people after I changed a number of insecure passwords, and my own KeePassX database, I simply start a second instance of KeePassX, load in the other database, and they can quite happily run side by side. You can also change your default browser. In the KeePassX that I got from Slack Builds, the default browser was Firefox. To change the browser, you would go to Extras, Settings, Advanced, Custom Browser Command, and simply type in the command to start the browser of your choice. In my case, I simply replaced the word Firefox with the word Opera. Bingo, when I clicked to open a URL, the URL opened in Opera rather than starting a Firefox instance when I did not necessarily want to be running two browsers. So that's an introduction to KeePassX. One other thing I do, when I save a new KeePassX database, I make some revisions, I add some new passwords, I change some passwords, and I do the save as, and I give it today's date. That's not because I'm trying to maintain a personal archive of all my old passwords that I don't use anymore. That's so when I then SCP this new database to my other computers, or in the case of my Windows computer, use my network to move it over there, I know which database is the current one. I can open that, then I can delete the old ones. So I have found this a useful little program. It's made my life a lot easier, particularly because of the cross-platform nature of it. Ironically, just about the time I finished the notes for this podcast and was preparing to record it, I noticed that Linux Journal had posted an article about KeePassX. A link to that article will be in the show notes. Everybody have fun, enjoy your summer's computing, and I'll catch you later.
If you want to email me, you can email me at frank@pineviewfarm.net. Pineview Farm is all one word, no spaces, no punctuation. And my website is www.pineviewfarm.net. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.